Hello, team. Thank you for joining today's podcast. Welcome back to Embracing and Spreading Positivity at Work, Volume 2. I am Zachary Davis, the clinic manager at the San Juan Regional Interventional Spine Clinic. And today we're diving into strategies specifically for caregivers to help you create a positive, supportive, and thriving environment in your workplace. Caregiving is one of the most impactful roles in any organization, and the way you engage with your team and patients can set the tone for everyone. In this episode, we'll explore how caregivers can maintain positivity, foster resilience, and support each other for the benefit of both personal growth and the well-being of those we care for. Setting the tone as a caregiver or leader. As caregivers, we have a unique power to set the tone in our environments, whether it's with our patients, our colleagues, or even ourselves. Leadership isn't just about directing, it's about creating a space where positivity can flourish. Let's explore how you can lead by example and create a caring, supportive atmosphere. Here are a few ways as caregivers we can set a positive tone. Demonstrate empathy. As caregivers, empathy is at the heart of our work. Whether you're interacting with a patient or colleague, showing understanding and compassion creates an environment of trust and openness. This makes everyone feel valued and supportive. Communicate transparently. Be open in your communication, whether it's with patients or team members. Transparent communication builds trust and reduces misunderstanding. By actively listening and sharing information, you can foster a culture of clarity and positivity. Staying calm under pressure. In a healthcare environment, things can get intense. By staying calm and focused during stressful times, you can show your team that challenges can be handled with grace. This not only helps you manage situations, but also keeps the whole team grounded. Be grateful for small wins. In caregiving, every day can bring new challenges, but also small victories. Whether it's a patient's recovery or a team's collaborative success, taking the time to acknowledge and celebrate these moments fuels motivation and encourages everyone to keep going. Building resilience in your caregiver's role. Resilience is key in the caregiver profession. The emotional, mental, and physical demands are high, but building resilience helps us not only endure, but thrive. Here's how caregivers can cultivate resilience for themselves and their teams. Practicing self-care. You can't pour from an empty cup. Taking time for self-care, whether through exercise, hobbies, or relaxation, helps caregivers recharge. This enables you to provide better care, be more present for your team, and stay positive during difficult moments. Building emotional boundaries. While empathy is essential, it's also important to establish emotional boundaries. Caregiving can be emotionally taxing, and it's important to protect your well-being by knowing when to step back, seek support, or take time off. Stay adaptable. Every day in caregiving can bring new challenges. Resilience means being flexible and ready to adjust when needed. Whether it's handling a change in a patient's condition or a shift in team dynamics, adaptability is key. Learning from challenges. Challenges are inevitable, but they are also opportunities for growth. Reflecting on difficult situations and how you handle them can help you learn, adapt, and improve your ability to face future obstacles with strength and optimism. Creating a collaborative and supportive caregiver environment. In caregiving, collaboration isn't just beneficial, it's necessary. Working together as a team can ensure the best care for patients and also support each other as we face daily challenges. Here's how you can nurture a collaborative and supportive environment within your caregiver team. Foster teamwork. Encourages collaboration by creating a team-oriented environment. regular check-in with colleagues, share advice and strategies, and always offer help when needed. The more connected the team is, the stronger and more positive the environment will be. Celebrate collective success. When the team achieves something great, whether it's patient recovery or a smooth shift, celebrate as a unit. Recognizing the power of collective effort not only boosts morale, but also strengthens relationships between caregivers. Support each other's growth. Caregiving is an evolving field and learning never stops. Encourage and support your colleagues in their professional development, whether through sharing resources, mentoring, or providing constructive feedback. Helping each other grow enhances the whole team's capabilities. Build a culture of appreciation. Express gratitude for your colleagues' hard work and dedication. Simple acknowledgments like saying thank you or offering a helping hand can go a long way in reinforcing positive and supportive relationships. Boosting personal and professional growth as a caregiver. Personal growth is a key part of staying positive and motivated as a caregiver. It helps you stay connected to your purpose, to maintain enthusiasm, and to grow in both your professional skills and personal development. Set meaningful goals. Identify goals that align with both your career aspirations and your personal values. Having a clear sense of direction and purpose can help keep you motivated and driven in your caregiver journey. Seek ongoing education. Take advantage of training opportunities, certifications, and workshops to continue learning. The more skilled and knowledgeable you become, the more confident and empowered you'll feel in your role. Reflect and adapt. Taking time to reflect on your caregiver experience can provide valuable insights. It's essential to evaluate what's working well and where there might be room for improvement. Reflecting regularly allows you to grow and adapt to new challenges in your role. Mentor others. One of the best ways to solidify your learning and growth is by teaching others. By mentoring junior caregivers or sharing your knowledge with the team, you reinforce your skills while helping others advance in their careers. Encouraging work-life integration for caregivers. Balancing work and personal life can be especially challenging in caregiving, but finding the balance is crucial for your well-being and to sustain positivity. Here are a few tips for creating a healthier work-life integration. Set boundaries between work and personal life. Caregiving can often lead to long hours and emotional involvement, but it's important to set boundaries. Designate time to disconnect from work and recharge when you're off duty. Give yourself permission to relax and focus on personal time. Prioritizing mental health. Mental well-being is vital for maintaining a positive outlook. Engage in activities that promote mental relaxation, whether it's meditation, journaling, or simply taking a walk. Caring for your mind ensures you to stay present and grounded. Use your support system. Don't be afraid to lean on your colleagues or family members when things get tough. Having a reliable support system helps ease the emotional load and provides the encouragement you need to continue doing your best. In conclusion to today's podcast, caregiving is both challenging and incredibly rewarding. As caregivers, we have the power to create an environment that fosters positivity, growth, and resilience, both for ourselves and for those we care for. By setting the tone with empathy, collaboration, and ongoing personal growth, you can help create a supportive, thriving atmosphere in your workplace. Thank you for joining me for Embracing and Spreading Positivity at Work, Volume 2 for Caregivers. Remember, positivity isn't just about maintaining a good attitude. It's about creating a culture where every caregiver feels valued, supported, and empowered to give their best. Until next time, take care of yourselves, stay resilient, and continue spreading positivity in everything that you do.